There it is.
Rabbi Simon, do you want
Okay.
to kick off the formal kickoff?
Okay, yeah. So let's begin. Mizekanishmas Avimori, Yakubi Okay. So we had the first thing is Azlina Basaruba, right? If you have a mixture like rice and peas, even though you could see the peas, Basaruba
Can we
Basaruba.
just wait, where is that in where we are now?
The third line.
On the screen.
On the screen. Fourth line. Kol Sheikah V'Tzeil Hokem. Second line. Third line, which I have. Elafilu. Kol Echad V'Echad. Kol Echad Omeid B'Fnei Atzmo. Nami Basaruba Zlina.
So we are not talking about a tarovet which is totally mixed necessarily.
Meaning you could see, you can say carrots, I'll say rice and peas.
Right, okay.
So you could really discern eating it together, so you follow the rules. That was the first klal. The second klal is over here. It's
You
a
go
table.
down and you
Table.
follow and you follow that it says but dahatam hu haklal kol sheikar v'imot tfeila holkin batar haikar, and ikar is determined by taste.
Yeah, we're one second if I have it here. Okay, here's a better copy. 1 second. One second, see if it's allowed.
You see, what's throwing me off is that a few lines below that he says, "Kol sherov shumshumin batar ha'ikar azlinan." So it looks like it's a rov rule, not a tam rule.
Right, yeah, that's rove unless you discern which is to you the eker.
But wait a minute. But can we just? I'm sorry because I've struggled over this.
Okay.
One a lot. Kol echad omed bifnei atzmo, nami batar rov azlinan. Okay, in the second line. But then he says, "Dahatam hu haklal kol sheikar v'imot tfeila holkin batar haikar, k'moshe katav ataz." So is he assuming that if you have rov, then that is the tam?
He's
Otherwise,
saying
it's contradictory.
like this. But tonight, I reshown who Shayu had Taruva Shneim Dover Choshe Bubar Chiyuva. The Haba Ain Dover Choshe Av
Wait,
Shuhu.
sorry, where are you now?
But tonight, I reshown.
We're looking for it. Are you looking on the screen, Rabbi Simon? Because we're looking for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
Here it is
no,
on the
you go back.
screen. Let's go to the back.
Does
Oh,
everybody
okay.
see my siman? My
Yes,
siman, my point.
okay, we got it now.
Tonight we show, yeah. Tarov Shneim Dover Choshuv, Ubar Chiyuva. Abain Dover. Can't read.
Abein davar chashuv.
Apshehu arov, batel hu legabei hamiyut.
We put the pictures somehow that they shouldn't block the 1 second.
It just minimize the pictures. You
But
just press that little one
yeah, one bar and then you don't see
one
anything.
bar on the extreme left, you'll be all right.
That seems to be starting.
Good. As an Irish show, you got a Romish name, Dover Hashuva Bar Chiyuva, and the end of a Hashuva of Shuhu Harov. But who got me a meals? Who does a task? Simrej Mays. Beshrias may Paris of Bishulam or Rashba, Bedaka Makath.
And what is the Davar Chashuv? When is it a davar chashuv and when is it not? Objective or subjective now?
One second.
We go back?
One second. Yeah, in other words, it's objective. It's not cautious.
Oh, because the example he brings is water.
Yeah, so it's not cautious.
Not
cautious. So even though it might be greater in the volume, but say you have some fish, you know, and maybe like a sushi fish type of thing, and it's encased by something that's you know, not so cautious. You know, like a face. So therefore, yeah. And then he says, "Maya lo chashivi shelo tamif neyasbo."
Yeah, but the sushi fish is a little tricky because let's say you have a lot more rice, so you have raw rice.
Right. So he's saying that the thing that you follow the rove has to be that they're both.
They're both chashuv.
Have a chashuv ubar chiyuv, and they both have a chiyuv to make a bracha.
Right.
Have ain't over chashuv afshu rov batulu gabe amiyot. But then hasheni is the chamishim minei dagan.
Where are we?
Where is hasheni?
Are you looking online with us, Rabbi Simon? Because we're trying to find.
Yeah, so keep scroll up more. Keep going.
Okay, it's at the
Hashani,
bottom.
Yeah, Hashani. Chameshim minei dogan l'shaychi gavetofel adro ahim ha'ikar af sheheim ha'ma'at kol she'ein l'devek v'vur simen reshches yivin shom.
What is kol she'ein l'devek?
Anything, in other words, if the only purpose of the mazonos is just to be a cohesive
okay.
To keep it all together.
Enough. It's like licorice.
Yeah. So therefore, Hamish Minigolan is, even though they're the Ma'at, they could still make the bracha on them if it's not the Devik. Yeah, keep going.
Let the bake,
yes. Okay, keep going. Oh, Hashlishi. Okay.
Two lines from the bottom.
Behem mirufakim midvash im shad varim. Where is it?
Labat mech ameshet minei dagan.
Yeah.
Behem mirufakim midvash im shad varim.
In other words, they're chunks of besamim. They have mamish lo shchukim dak. If he had nirim mirutos halavush, and gav the ein betilim mirutom, shazet ta'ana magen avram, im kein hamasimim betzalim betochat hafshel yivarchalem the time of avidi. So if you have onions in the tafshil, you should make a bracha on them.
On the onions.
Yeah. Because it's the time of it. The shiny besom shchukim, if it's
ground up.
Shuma betavshel ein mamash. אני מסביר, וכלל התנאי הזה הוא כל שעושה לרפואה אין הולכים אחר הרוב, זאת מיד לרפואה, זאת אומרת אם יהיה לי אין אוכל, כמו שמן על ידי הניגרון, והדבר הכל איקר ופוטר התופל, הן בתפילה מורבס עם ונעשם פרטי תורה מובר בסימן ראשית בייס.
So this is if you have some kind of spice or whatever which isn't ground up, that's the one, that's, and it's in a mixture, well, let's just call it in a tub shell, then you follow the item giving the taste.
Yeah, so let's think for a second. Let's talk about onion omelets. So what would be the din of an onion omelet?
An onion almond?
I was at a Spitz Bris. I was at a nice Bris last week. And they, you know what they do with some nice Bris? They have a guy there making omelets for the oil. You tell him what you want, right? You know, mushroom. I got a mushroom omelet. A mushroom omelet, an onion omelet. You get all types of omelets. And then they have the hashies on the side. You know, it's a, that's a geschmacka suda there. So what would you say? Would you say, so normally people would say you make a shahakol and the omelet, because that's the eager.
I get a salami omelet.
Yeah, but the salami is a shahakol, so you need something which isn't a shahakol, Rabbi Harari.
Oh, okay, I was only joking then.
No, but the fact is that you don't call it, I don't know what else you call it, but you call it an omelet. You call it after the egg.
Yeah.
The egg is the...
Let's see this Magen Avraham, he says. Shal zet ta'an a Magen Avraham, but os chaf hei. Where was Simon is that? Reish Dalet?
We're in Reish Beit most of the time here.
Wait a minute. Do you want Magen Avraham? Magen Avraham Reish. What did you say? Reish Aleph?
Reish Dalet, maybe? I thought I'd say Chaf Hei.
My bet would be Reish Beit, just because most of this is in Reish Beit, but I'm guessing.
Yeah, it says.
Wait, are we going to lose this now?
No,
it's
going
to Reish Dalet.
Okay, wait a minute.
Reish Dalet, Sifkom Chav Hei.
Reish Dalet.
If you go up, it says Hilchot Brachot Taperot Reish Beit to something else.
Yeah.
That's where you need to
cool.
go.
This is Reish Dalet.
Just a little bit down, Aaron. Yeah, one down. Right. There you've got it.
Reish Dalet.
Sif Kotim Chaf Hei.
No, up a bit. Okay.
You see it?
That's by the Mizonos. Right. Mean it's a bit meal. Of course not. In other words, the only time we follow the miyad is by like mezonos, chamesh is mine dogon, so even if it's the miyad. But say it's the miyad, but it's not chamesh, but it's psalim chometz. So he says it doesn't make sense.
That's not petishkach.
ואת ומי שייתן בצל ומחומץ לתוך הטיף, נפשו יברך על הבצל ומדוק ותשקע כדבריי.
Kidbarai.
So now, is this Magen Avraham saying that is that going against what the Prima Gadda was saying? Now let's go back to that Prima Gadda. Ashlishi, we're doing the three rules of the Prima Gadda. First rule is that there's a mixture, you follow the rov. You just make a bracha on the rov. The second one is if the miyat is chamishes minei dogon, even though it's not the rov, you follow chamishes minei dogon. So you make
footnote,
a
footnote to that, the Magen Abraham said only if it gives time.
Right, but the third rule he says.
I don't know if the Prima Gadim said that. That's okay, what Magen Abraham said.
Yeah, but so the third rule he has.
The fourth line.
Ah. Say you have something that's made to give taste. Like ginger, zangvia, ushar b'sof. Ravim the time, v'heim ruchokim b'dvash, im shar dvarim. See, in the Ramah, in Reish Dalet.
Open the Ramah?
Yeah, one second.
Oh, so he's bringing the Labush, and then he says, "V'sha'al zeh ta'an hamagen Abraham b'ot chapei im kain." I'm assuming b'tzenim b'toch hatav shel yivarech alehem v'latame abide. So we didn't read it with the bitmia the first time.
So let's see again.
In other words, if you read it bitmia, you see the Magen Abraham is rejecting the
right. He's rejecting it.
Right.
But who holds from it?
It seems to be the Lavush.
Let's see. Where's the Lavush?
The piani rem imrutzata Lavush, but siman reish dalat sipu bechevin bagot rabo, ma dakhai gavna ein batalin b'miutan. V'she'al zeh ta'an ha-magen Abraham, im kein ha-mesimin b'tzelim b'toch ha-tavshil, yivarech aleihem d'latam ha-abideh?
Ha-dim irim, hei davke sheish ha-mamoshes. Ha-b'som ha-shanuf yintok ha-fam ishim ha-sigestam ima mevarchim alei, b'tzelim b'miyotam.
Yeah, but the Betzalim are still there.
Yeah, but I think he's reading it like the Magen Abraham wrote it, Bitmia.
Well,
because he says Bashe'al Zeta Ana Magen Abraham. So it's clear that he's reading the Magen Abraham as opposing the Labush.
What are we reading now? Little bush.
Four lines down.
Four lines down. Yeah.
Rabbi Rari, do you see it? It's if you'd bait, if you had a Rabbi Raman and I on Edward Edmund. And then, the She'al Zeh. Actually, go up one line.
Okay, I see it now. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Rabbi Rory, go up one line. Kafi Hanireh.
Okay, I see it.
There's when you eat sushi, there's along with the sushi are these pieces of ginger.
Are the thick pieces? What are...
You eat thick the pieces. Sushi general. Yeah. Yeah, you could offer that. I could also be. Well, that might be the way you eat it. I eat that way.
I think he's saying that the Maggid Avraham is talking when it's Shachuk Dak Dak. Whereas if it's in, like in Rav Simon's omelet case, it would not be the case.
What's Rabbi Simon's omelet case? What's the omelet case?
They had onion omelets. So they put onions, they cut up onions, and they put it in the egg.
But it's not shachuk dak dak. It's not shachuk dak dak. So
correct. So seemingly you should
the Prim Megadim is interpreting the Magan Avram only when it's shachuk dak dak would he have that.
So the Prim Megadim would say that you would have to make a separate bracha on the onions.
I'm not so sure, Rabbi Harari.
No, because he's saying only Magen Avraham only talked about Dak Dak.
No, but the point what Herschel is saying, I think, is correct, that this third klal is not, you see, the other klalim were about making one bracha, just on the rove or just on the mizonos.
Correct.
But here he's saying that there's another klal that if something's over the timer, even though it's the miyut, so in other words, no one's going to say you have an onion on, we'll just make it on the onion.
No, of course not.
Right. So the word that he's saying is
that in addition to making shahakol on
the egg, you're going to make on the ginger or whatever on the.
Can I ask a basic question?
One second. Yeah, Sheehan?
Yes, I just disagree. I disagree with you, Rabbi Harari, because it says after that it says the shiny besamim shachukim. Or Shuman Batafshil Ain Bu Mamash. I think the Prima Gadim is talking about Rabbi Simon's case where you have a big chunk of onion in the omelet. And he is saying even there you don't make the bracha on the onion.
I thought the third call is that you make two brachas, no?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so of Simon's case, there'd be two brachas.
Two brachas, he's saying, to make a shahakal on the egg and to make a adama on the onion.
Right.
Because even though normally it should be tafel, but it's a vila b'taima.
And it's not shachuk dak dak, and it's not shachuk dak dak.
Rabbi Simon, how do we define a vila b'taima?
But my question is...
Everything a vila b'taima?
Right. Well, so certain things. So it could be the onion is not, because it could be a vidal timer is like you have salt, or you have little pieces, but they're not totally not, and they basically are there to bring out the taste of the food.
Yeah, but the salt isn't even discernible.
Right, so that's not, maybe that's the not that.
Yeah.
But what's the case of here? I mean, that's the case of the Ramah. He's getting the, he says, I'm a sovereign, you should know, so you talk about the Tachas, I'm a machine with the seat of Stam.
Rabbi Simon, where do you see that it's two brachot? Because that's a famous question, whether it's one brachot or two.
Right.
Where do you see that the Prima Gadim says it's two?
Where is it? It's two?
Yeah. In the third klal, where do you see that he's saying it's two and you don't just follow whichever one wins, so to speak?
Because he says, Kagam the ein betelim b'miyuta.
It's not bottle, so you make
it. But it doesn't become the ikar.
According to the, we only talking according to the Lavush. If you only remember Ritzata Lavush, Shevin Bagot Rabo Rama, Dechaya Gavna Ein Betalin B'miutan.
Right.
Then, so that's only the, that is the Lavush. Then he goes into the Magen Abraham.
Right, so if you want, we can look up the Lavush. Let's look up the Lavush. Lou?
Yes,
one second, Reb Aaron?
Yeah.
But before Reb Aaron looks up the Lavush, do you see? The piece that you brought to show that he and the Magen Abraham say two brachot, that phraseology is not referring to the Magen Abraham.
Well, he's quoting the Lavush. Let's see the Lavush, yeah.
Well, while he's looking for the Lavush, can I ask a question? Which is, yesterday I took my girls out to sushi, right?
Yeah.
Okay? There's an article once I read, I think, what's that article that's with Satmar and that magazine that they put out every, like, bake and throw? I'll show it to you later. Mm. But there's a, with Lubavitchers and Satmar, whatever, they write articles. Wrote an article, very interesting article, that for sushi, either make a mezonos, or if you hold whatever, all sort of sheet on rice, whatever it is, shahakal. The question, my girls literally took the sushi. We made shahakal on rice, whatever, that's all another conversation. They made shahakal on the entire sushi. But it was avocado, cucumber, right?
Yeah.
So should they have taken each piece out separately and made a separate bracha?
Oh, so let's see that. That's why we see the Lavush.
What's Simon and Lavush?
Simon Reish Dalin. What's that? Reish Dalin, you think?
Because you can make an argument that all services.
You're in Reish Bab, not Reish Dalin.
Yeah.
Which I've seen people argue. I know it's not very from
sushi. Reish Dalin. Sif Bet?
Sif Yud
Bet?
Yeah. Oh. We have to be bait. Where do we have to go?
Yud Bet.
Yud Bet, yeah.
Oh, Yud Bet. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Buldabar shehu ikar bimot fela mevarechala ikaru puteret at fela.
Right, this is the Lavush. Avdaha. Fold over shem arvim bol adevik ol adeil adeil reyrech reyach ol kadeil atzboa or is it fela? Avdaha yirev kadeil litein tam or yu ikar. Fichem bei dvash shem vashlo muso v'nosnu mehem chel chita kadeil adabek v'osim mehen minei mesika inu v'rachal amori b'mizonis. So dvash hu ha'ikar. Bada min imrev kadeil latein tam b'tarav shu ikar and adav jesham ha'moshos min adov ha'nosin tam b'dov ha'chashev. So ha'zangvil שמתהגנן מחתיכת גדולס מדבש כרגע אבנה, אבל שם בסומים שמתיש מחד שנוסון דק דק, נוסי נוסון מתוך מרקחס, אבל מי שנוסי נוסון שם נוסי סתם במרקחס, אין מברכים עליהם, דבטלם הם מיוטם, אבל פי שנוסי נתם, חי נוגים שהם מברכים מה קשר מינים שמרקחס ולא בסומים שבהם. So that's his word, that if it's no Saint Tam,
and it's Choshev.
Now the question is does onions? Is it onion is no Saint Tom in the omelet?
That's somebody who very much likes cooking. I could argue that any of the ingredients you put into food are
right. Right, that's what he was asking.
It's the whole point. You put them together for no Saint.
Everything is a meal at time.
Something just that texture, but
right. So,
but that's part of
so what do we mean by a meal at time? Is usually that it's not made to eat. It's made to be put in. Other things could be multiple ingredients, but each one really can be eaten alone. Certain things you just put in
Just for the taste, to add the taste.
So, for example, if you're making your Spain steak and you made a sauce to go with it, and that sauce had wine, then that would be introduced at the time of because it's part of a greater thing that contributes to the dish.
Right. So the onion omelet, the mushroom omelet, well, onion omelet, let's do onion omelet, because that's an adana. So that's, what is that put there for?
Taste and texture.
But not, you know, taste. So maybe so as long as... So that's the third klal. The third klal is if it's made latam and it has chashivas, then it's not going to be batal. It won't be the sole thing.
But I'll give you the potatoes. You're eating the egg anyways, and you're like, oh, onions would be good. Let's add some onions to make it taste better.
Right.
As opposed to saying, oh, I want to eat some onions.
Pepper. Right. For example, red pepper. Red pepper, orange pepper, whatever it is. That doesn't necessarily change the egg. In its taste.
Right.
The onion does.
That's a good point.
Meaning potatoes, for example.
Yeah.
No one would have avamina that potatoes add flavor to the egg. It's yes, in and of itself, it is a double cluster.
Okay, so that's the third. That's
it
the third
also part. Has to have, Rabbi Simon, you said kosher, it also has to have mamashut. It has to be a big piece.
Right.
He says, Hayinu davke sheyesh sham one. My insertion of one. Mamashut min adava anotenta two b'shehu davar kashuv. So it's two requirements. But do you see in the levush your two brachot?
Yeah, because it's all about that it's not bottled b'miyut. So there's no one says it's the ikar. It means it doesn't use the word the two brachot, but it's very firmly implied.
But if he's talking about ikar. Ikar, doesn't that suggest one bracha?
Right, but he is saying that usually you make only the ikar, the tafel doesn't. But if the tafel is avida l'taima, so it's a new category.
No. I'm just in the labur. I'm still in the labur.
But it's not going to be a tafel either. That's a new yisod. There's ikar and tafel, and then there's something that is not batel. But it's not the eager either. And if you have a middle ground, usually if it's eager, then you only make on that. If it's tafel, you don't make at all. What about something that's not eager, but still you can't call it tafel? You can't disregard it. And that's the milsim David of the taima that you put in a food. Okay? So this is a...
We perhaps got two brachot according to the Levush. We haven't proved two brachot according to the Magen Avraham yet.
No, then the Magen Avraham, then we can go a little back at the Magen Avraham.
Look in the Prima Gadim, when he brings the Magen Avraham, I haven't seen two brachot yet.
And then the Ramah says this word of the, but the Prima Gadim, he's quoting the Ramah. And the Ramah says, Okay. And then the Ramah says,
where do you want us to look?
The Magen Avraham, at the end of the Magen Avraham, Hey, Parachim Mistab, it's Adubishi Tim Btsolim, Tachat Hafshir Vach of Btsolim. You will be taking time.
By the way, I don't know if you all spoke about cheesecake.
Yeah, so that's yeah, that's the mezonos. But
by that mezon is might be.
So that's the question. The post can say it depends how much it is.
Right. Rabbi Simon, we're not seeing two brachot.
You didn't have any cheesecake without crust. You didn't absolutely make it without crust.
You would say the pasha, but my dad can make it without anymore. I've never made it without
cheesecake.
My dad can make it without time. I'm sure I'm reading, but you're going to take time. Okay, my father rose.
I'm not saying you're incorrect, but the language is suggesting choices.
One second. You came to Shah meaning a few of the to tell Hoki Macharos. It's a person who started that initiative.
I can argue that I might not necessarily be correct, but I don't see that you're correct either. I mean, if I want to argue your case,
yeah.
I would say that even though it's talking about Rov and choices,
mm-hmm.
when it's talking about Betzelim, it's just meaning you don't make a bracha on that, but otherwise you would. So it's not.
This is what does the Magen Avraham say when he says "Atu misha yitim tzal b'chomitz atochat tafshil yivarach al mitzalim and bitmiya"? Does he mean yivarach al mitzalim alone or yivarach gam al mitzalim?
Yes, for you to be correct, for you to prove your case, you would need gam. I can't prove it one way or the other, except that it's talking about Rob, so I think it's tending towards one bracha. For you to win, you would need gum, which you don't have.
It could be the Magen Avraham understood that it's only one bracha. And then he's saying, the Ramah says, Yeah. Okay. It could be that's what he meant. Maybe that's something. Yeah, okay. I have to. But I think the Prima Gadim is holding, in his cloud, I think it's the only one. But it could be the Magen Avraham understood that. You know, I should look in the Masifta Magen Avrams. You know, Rav Harari, there's a Masifta on Shulchan Aruch now?
Yeah, I've seen him.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so that's my next stop. I have to look in the Masifta on Shulchan Aruch. See how
it's in the library. I don't think it's in the base medrash. I think it's in the only the library.
Library,
yeah.
Okay. We're going to stop now. Maybe I'll take a look at that
not going to run in the Masifta.
Thanks for your attention to this, Rabbi Simon.
Okay, this is a very exciting thing. So you're not going till when? Till